call this meeting of the Emmitsburg Council to order, and as is our procedure, we'd ask that you would stand. We have in our midst this evening Father Strang of Christ Church of Emmitsburg. He will open up with a word of prayer, and after the prayer, I would ask for your indulgence that we give a moment of silence for one of our own, Counselor Tom Hamilton. Father.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we pray you to keep this town of Emmitsburg under your care. Bless our mayor and members of this council and all the leaders in our town. May their decisions contribute to the general welfare of all. And may all who have business here this evening be guided to perceive what is right and the courage and grace to work as one for the benefit of all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. As we begin our agenda this evening, I would ask council, has anyone any conflicts of interest they wish to declare at this time? Seeing none, we'd allow that to be entered into our minutes. And during the course of this meeting, if one finds themselves in conflict, notification to the chair and certainly stating the conflict, we certainly will have it entered. That brings us to the approval of our previous minutes. What is council's pleasure relative thereto? Will everyone speak at once, please? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you. I'd move the approval of the minutes of the two meetings listed.
It's been moved by Deputy Mayor Sutherland, supported by Councilor Pino. Are there any comments or concerns, any errors or omissions? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously. That brings us to the delegation part of our agenda. I would entertain a motion from council at this time if you would be kind enough to move 10-2, which is the presentation of the wall mural from the students of St. Thomas of Villanova. Councilor Reed, has been moved by Councilor Pilon, supported by Councilor Sutton. All in favor? Motion is carried. If you would.
So the first presentation is a presentation of the wall mural from teacher Lisa Bastien and students of St. Thomas of Villanova.
If you would come forward. Thanks, Lisa.
I don't know that I need to sit or speak into a microphone.
For the benefit of everyone here, okay. Sure, if you would.
It's my great pleasure to introduce four of five extraordinary students from St. Thomas of Villanova Secondary School. They're all in 10th grade, and they were the producers of the mural. This is Corey and Dallas and Chad and Kelly, and absent is Sabrina Levesque. So, on behalf of myself and the students, we are honored to have the opportunity to showcase our passions and our talents for the arts. And what better way to be able to share that is with a connection to the community. It was our great pleasure to brainstorm, starting in February, the ideas for the mural. The mural has a general quality, but what we wanted to do is we wanted to take into account all the elements of our town. And we didn't want it to be completely dated just to the War of 1812. We wanted to recognize that the town is much more than a core center. It's everything. So what we did is we subdivided the mural into marshland, which is beautiful. And then we moved up to the Underground Railroad. There are elements of that, along with the Aboriginals and the War of 1812 soldiers, all the way up through the connectedness of the town, which is our river, our Detroit River. Behind that, there's a little semblance of Bablo Island and a lighthouse, along with tall ship. Just a general tall ship, not any tall ship in particular, but we still see tall ships traveling through our waterways a lot, so that's why we decided to do that, along with general watercraft and fishing boats, which are always there. We moved on to our new arena complex, because Parks and Recreation, which is what we're about as well, is also kind of a new beginning for our town, and it takes into account the elements of sport and recreation. Down from that a little bit, we recognize our farmers and the opportunity that they afford us with our marketplaces and so on, all the way down to the cultural elements, which are our Shores of Erie Wine Festival, a little element of our beautiful Navy Yard Park, and a compilation of some of the buildings within our town. So it's not a picture of our street exactly, but it holds the Gibson Gallery, the Emmitsburg Echo Building, the Black Historical Museum, and of course our beautiful waterfront. Along with that, we also incorporated the brand new streetlights, which we think are absolutely essential to the town's beauty. And along with that, water lilies, marshland, rhododendrons after, they don't know Rhodobob, but I remember Rhodobob. So we all came together with that, and then in the center, what we realized was that people make a town. And it's everybody's town, so it's every people from past and present, and in some instances, some of the students even brought in photographs of their own members of their families and inserted some of those elements within the mural so that they have a connectedness to this mural that will last for a very long time. We put in approximately 60 hours of community service hours after school. Long, long hours. Just finally finishing up. I think it was Monday when they came to pick it up on Tuesday, but we kept saying for the last couple of weeks, it's going to be done, it's going to be done. And then every day, we just nitpick. And we really wanted it to be special. And what I wanted to do as an educator is to show you that art's not a cookie cutter subject area. We have a great relationship with the town in our involvements. And this is just one extra element of icing on the cake to celebrate the hard work of students, the talents, and the generosity of their spirit. If we have anything that, that we can count on in the future, my relationship with these students and many of the other students that I teach, we are going in a very, very positive direction. And the students have been wonderful, not an ounce of complaint, and they just came in with so many wonderful ideas. So the mural is theirs, not necessarily mine, although I'm a bit of a spokesperson here. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Lisa. Discussion of council, what's council's pleasure? Councilor Sutton?
Move the presentation be received.
It's been moved, supported by Councilor Davies. Further discussions, if any? Yes, Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Where is this mural going to be located?
It's right there.
Oh, here? Okay, all right, thank you.
Are you going to leave it there for the night?
Yeah, it's, no, it's
up. Permanent. It's
permanent. Permanent.
Okay. Oh, super. Oh. I didn't see it.
It's right over here. So it's an empty wall. It brightens up the entire
yes,
space.
It does.
You can sit and just kind of stare at it. So.
Okay, perfect.
Lisa, thank you very much.
Lisa, on behalf of council, let me just say to you and your students that we certainly are appreciative of the effort that you, and you've taken the challenge and you have made it, as you said, inclusive of all of the ingredients that make Emmitsburg what it is. And so certainly it shows the talents of the students of Villanova, and certainly we are very proud of them. Certainly their school is proud of them, and we as a community say thank you very much. And it's in an ideal spot because people that come into the municipal building on a daily matter will see it all the time, and it'll be standing there for them to at some times come in and take a look and appreciate the work that you have did for the town of Emmitsburg. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On the motion, like, all in favor?
We vote, okay.
Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
That brings us back to delegation item 9.1, John Toff, United Way. A thank you and introduction to the 2012 kickoff.
John, if you would, please.
And I'm joined this evening by Penny Merritt, CEO of United Way of Windsor Essex County.
I think I've seen Penny someplace before.
Somewhere. His Worship, Councilors, staff, thank you very much for inviting us this evening's council meeting. Today what we'd like to talk to you about is our campaign review from 2011. We'd also like to talk to you about our county engagement strategy, which we started and implemented last campaign, and talk to you about some next steps that we hope we will be able to get support from for you. And finally, what we'd like to do is we'd like to invite you to provide us with some feedback on what you have heard from residents in Amherstburg on United Way. So first, let me say thank you very much. We were very successful this year and we reached our goal of $5 million. And certainly we know that the support of the residents of Amherstburg was really important in helping us achieve that. The Amherstburg Municipal Employees raised $5,497. And the town of Amherstburg received a certificate of merit for the successful campaign that was held. Lastly, workplaces in Amherstburg contributed $128,000 towards our campaign. So we're very grateful for the workplaces in Amherstburg for their support.
And before I begin my part, I just want to say I've been to six different municipalities in the last 4 weeks and I've never had witnessed so many people at a council meeting. So it's a wonderful show of democracy. It's a wonderful show of engagement. People feel engaged in their community, and that's wonderful, which is a great segue into my engagement piece, because that's exactly what we're trying to do with the United Way, is become engaged in the community. And that strategy was launched a year ago, more or less as a pilot project to try to increase awareness and raise the profile of United Way in the county. The reason that we embarked on this strategy is because we had to overcome the perception that the United Way was a city-centric organization. To some extent, there was some validity to that argument, but we tried to be involved in the county, and I think it's taken on a whole new light now in terms of the new direction that we're going in. Another reason that maybe we weren't as visible in the county was because of the economy. We certainly are limited in terms of what we spend on promotion. Donors don't want us being a self-promoting agency. They want the money to go into programming, which it does. In reality, our goal has shrunk from about $10 million a year to about $5 million a year, which has really reduced the number of organizations that are funded in Windsor and Essex County. Another reason that maybe we're not as visible in the county is because of the collaboration that we've embarked upon as part of our new strategy. United Way used to be all things to all people and funded many different organizations, whereas nowadays we rely on our partners to provide some of those services. And the example I'm using here is the Food Security Network, which is administered by the Unemployed Help Center. But in reality, that organization provides support to food organizations throughout the county, including right here in Amherstburg. The engagement committee was made up of two representatives from each municipality, and Holly Kirk McLean from the House of Shalom was one of the representatives from Amherstburg. Politically, Mayor Santos from Kingsville was chair. Sherry Bonney, a councillor from Essex, was also a member. But we went beyond politics and nonprofits. We tried to include people from all sectors of business, industry, labor, education, and healthcare to make it truly representative of the population. Some of the early successes the committee enjoyed were the county kickoff, the flag raisings that we held at each municipality, including here in Amherstburg, along with the trolley tour, which culminated with the kickoff barbecue back at the county building. And that's something we want to build upon from last year, something we'd like to do again this year, and that's one of the reasons that we're here tonight to ask for support to continue on with that, that separate kickoff for the county. The engagement committee also coordinated meetings with the mayors and the CAOs, and they coordinated our participation in the Harold Fair Parade. All of these ideas emanated from the county engagement team. It was their idea to have a separate county kickoff. They were the ones who put it together, so we think that that was a very successful first year for that committee. We realize it goes beyond promotion. We have to fund programs and services that serve county residents as well, and to that extent, there are 16 funded programs that the United Way supports in the Essex County area, in the county itself. And it ranges from 211, which we are partners with the county in, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, of course, the House of Shalom, and the other services provided up there that we can talk about if there's any questions. The reason it's so important is that last year there were 233,000 people that accessed services. And that goes from after school programs to food banks, community gardens, centers for seniors, etc. And we know 1/3 of those people were from the county. In particular, there were 4,438 people that identified Amherstburg as their place of residence. And we found that those statistics were fairly low because when people are accessing services, one of the last things we need to know is their exact address. You know, it's part of the intake and the number of organizations, and we'd like to know because we want to know who it is we're serving. But it's not, you know, the be all and end all. So that number typically is probably higher than what we're quoting there. Moving forward, we'd like to continue on with the county engagement strategy. We polled the people that were on the committee, and all of them in agreement unanimously that they'd like to see that continue. Not all of the same committee members will be returning, but the strategy will continue, certainly. We will continue to support and expand access to United Way services in the county. One recent example is the Community Counseling Alliance. It's an alliance made up from Canada Mental Health Association, Hospice, Family Services of Windsor, and it's meant to provide counseling services to people in need that may not have other access to those counseling services. That service is provided in Windsor, but it's also provided off-site in a number of different locations throughout the county. But in addition, the new clinic was just recently opened at South Essex Community Council in Leamington to allow people from that part of the county to access those same services in their home community. And it's part of the funding agreement that organizations go through when they're provided funding through the United Way, is they have to demonstrate how it is that they're going to serve residents of the county as well. We're also looking for opportunities to participate in activities in the county to become more engaged. One of the things that we've developed is what we call our Blue Sky List, and what it is, it's nonprofit organizations are invited to submit a project, and what we're trying to do is match workplaces with that not-for-profit organization. So they don't even necessarily have to be funded by the United Way, but if a nonprofit said, we'd really like to do this, but it's not within our budget, we don't have the volunteers to do it, but if you know, the sky was the limit, this is what we'd like to do, then we would try to organize a workplace, because the number of workplaces are involved and are looking at for volunteer opportunities, we'll try to organize a workplace and take part in that. One of our most recent ones that was also one of the largest and most successful was about a month ago, members from Chrysler Corporation, about 120 workers from Chrysler, descended upon Droulard Road in Windsor and took part in a community day where they planted community gardens, cleaned up shrubbery, painted, and just all around transformed that area of Droulard Road. And it was all a volunteer organization that Droulard Place never would have been able to do on their own, but they were able to do that because we were able to bring the two parties together. Now, finally, the action part of tonight's request, I guess, what we're seeking from council is we're seeking support to maintain a separate county kickoff, complete with the flag-raising ceremonies that we were able to do last year. Last year, it seemed that we put this together as a last-minute type of thing, and we're scrambling to get council support, so we want to be ahead of the curve on that this year, and we're seeking council support months in advance, although not that far in advance. September is just around the corner, I'm reminded constantly. And the other thing we'd like to do is we're seeking support from municipalities to erect temporary signs in strategic locations. We're looking probably at about 5 to 10 signs per municipality for a short term during the period of the campaign. We would be responsible for erecting them and taking them down. And as we've worked out with other municipalities, we would work with administration in terms of who puts it up and who takes it down, because we don't want to be interfering with anybody's job if it's somebody's job that's with the town of Amherstburg or Kingsville. So those are the two things we're seeking tonight. And again, we are looking for feedback, and I'd be happy to answer any questions, or Penny would.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Councillor Sutton, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just because of my work with two local United Way organizations, I'm just going to declare an indirect pecuniary interest and refrain from voting on the request.
Thank you, Councillor Sutton. That will be noted. Any discussions relative to the presentation from council? Councillor Davies.
Well, I just want to congratulate you on a successful campaign. I know it has been a struggle. I used to be chair of Amherstburg Community Services, and we depended on you very strongly. And the work and the support that you gave us allowed a lot of our citizens to have a better life. So we'll always put up to the challenge, and you always know United Way will get creative and figure a new path that will be successful as well. So I wish you very much success on this.
Thank you, and I should mention also that the representatives from the town of Amherstburg ran a very successful campaign. They received a certificate of merit, but we really appreciate the work that Don and Ivano had put into the campaign. the rest of the people that worked on the barbecue. Somebody had suggested we should have a competition amongst the municipalities, and I've got to tell you, you guys would be front runners right off the start.
Thank you very much. Councilor Pilon, followed by Councilor Webb, and hand up with Councilor DeSpari.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. It's good to see that you're still hitting your goal with the downturn in the economy and everything. And I guess it just goes to show how it is a worthwhile organization. You do a lot of good, and I'm appreciative of that. And I wish you well on the next campaign.
Thank you.
Councilor DeSpari, followed by Councilor Puget.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to congratulate you also and keep up the good work. I've sat on a number of boards where you funded some of the programs or all of them, and it's much appreciated. Thank you.
I just want to keep council mindful there are the requests before you this evening also. Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I too just want to give you my best wishes. It was just an amazing job, well done, and I wish you well. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to reiterate what everybody else said other than great job, but I would move the receipt of the delegation and concur with the request to give direction to administration for the arrangement of the mounting the temporary signs for you. No problem whatsoever.
There's support for that. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Further discussions? Just let me say to both of you, thanks very much for coming in. And certainly, I'd like us to continue with how you started last year. And certainly, that helps the engagement, the involvement of the county itself. It's been stated here this evening, there's importance that we have support and expansion, because really, if you look at the report that you have given this evening, there is a need. And so with each municipality doing their share, and if we all do a little, much gets accomplished. And so that is what we will be doing, and we hope to see you very soon in the next kickoff. On the motion itself, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you very much.
Our next delegation, 9.2, Jody Goslin, Market Manager, Amesburg Farmers Market.
Jody, if you would, and just before you begin, Jody, and I'm always pleased to see youngsters in our audience, I would just ask the young man with the hat off if you would be kind enough to remove your hat while you're in the chambers. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Hurst and members of council. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak to you tonight. One of the downfalls of being the third speaker tonight is I find myself echoing what has already been stated tonight. I wanted to point out that obvious fact that Amesburg is a fantastic community. We are so lucky to be able to be connected with our people and our place, which is what Amesburg Farmers Market is all about. We are in our third year. We're proud of that. Our little market is growing slowly and steadily. We have 7 weeks behind us already. Hard to believe that we're that far into summer. But nonetheless, each week we see an average of 300 visitors, each spending about $20 a piece. So that is a fantastic circulation of finances going in our community, supporting local agriculture, supporting local artisans. And we're learning as a community. The Buy Local movement, I'm sure everyone in this room is familiar with this. It's not just a fad, it's a way of life. And we're learning to connect with our community and to continue to support our local businesses. We're very pleased with that. There's a few pictures from our market out in the county. Think globally, act locally. This statement was presented to me in a classroom a couple of years ago, and it absolutely rocked me when I saw that. When you really think about what that means, we think globally. Just imagine for a moment how big the world is. Every single person in the world needs to eat. Every single person in the world needs water. Every single person in the world needs air. We're all the same. Condense that concept. Shrink it down a little bit and think locally. We all need the same things. We all need nourishment for our bodies. We all need nourishment for our soul. Let's work together to connect with our community and elevate our life experiences as a community. And the Emmitsburg Farmers Market is one of the best vehicles to be able to accomplish this. Look where we live. I'm lucky enough to have educational background in the wine industry, so I have knowledge of our agricultural aspect of our county. We live in an area that has the most diverse soils around. We can grow a whole lot of stuff. We're very lucky to be living in such an area so rich in resources, both from an agricultural and an artistic perspective. And the Emmitsburg Farmers Market is an excellent spot, an excellent vehicle to be able to deliver that to our community. Connecting people and place. When you really, really think about that, it really drives home the fact that we live in one of the best areas around. We're so fortunate. I can't state it enough. I know we've heard it from the fantastic presentations before me tonight. There's a great vibration tonight. Can you feel it? It's like there's a real positive energy. The heartbeat of our community is so amazing. And we are making fantastic moves forward to continue to connect people and place. If we put out the positive energy, then we're going to get it back. And this is how we got it back. I'm very, very pleased to announce to you that we have been recognized by Hellman's, a pretty popular name, I would say, as a farmer's market which is truly dedicated to connecting people and place. And the Real Food Movement is a grant program which they put out every year to support local initiatives for presenting events and demonstrations on how to take your local food and connect it to your local people. This is a fantastic movement. They love our website. They love what we're doing out here in Emmitsburg, and they are so thrilled to be working with us, and they will be working very closely with us on providing banners, posters, free samples, support from Hellman's themselves. Representatives will be coming to Emmitsburg to work with us and help us put on wonderful events to promote local food. So basically the creative development part is up to us, because they're in Toronto. They don't see what we see around here. We know what to do to make this project work. So they're going to be offering their support financially and support in the idea department. So hopefully everybody can find the time to come out and participate, because you're members of our community too. Everybody needs to eat, and everybody needs to feel good, and everyone needs enrichment. And basically, I hope to see you all at the market. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for your presentation, Patty. And any questions of council at this time? Councilor Davies?
You could tell. I want to thank you, Jody. And you know I enjoy your products especially, but I do encourage everybody to go to the market. It's a wonderful experience, and it's an experience for young folks to understand food security, which is critical to our future, and that 100-kilometer concept that you can get that which is fresh right at home. Thank you.
Motion to receive. Councilor DePasquale?
Motion to receive.
Been moved, supported by Councilor Sutton. Further discussions? All in favor? Motion is carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That brings us to presentation 10.1, Kathy Jubenville, Branch Manager, Scotiabank, Emmitsburg, and David McLeod, Associate Director, Branch Manager, Scotia McLeod. Check presentation for Roots to Boots by Centennial.
Very good, David. Kathy? Ann, if you would, Ann. it goes without saying, anytime you want to donate money, we appreciate it. But you know, it seems redundant, but it's corporations such as yourself who take the initiative and really have the community at heart. We appreciate it, and we want you to know that, and certainly this money is going to be used to help further the events of the bicentennial, and I know that Robert has said it many times before, and if you want to say a few words on exactly what that money will be used for, now is the time for you to do it, Robert.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you very much. The corporate sponsors are tremendously important to help this community celebrate or commemorate the 200 years of the Lower 1812, and the festival is going to be huge. I think it's the biggest thing I've ever been involved in, and so this is very important, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Councilor Sutton.
Move the presentation be received.
It's been moved, supported by Councilor Pilon. All in favor? Motion is carried.
That brings us to reports, Recreation, Culture, and Parks, 11.1, tender results and recommendation for replacement of the HVAC system for Town Hall and Public Works.
What's your pleasure relative to that? Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that the report by Tony DeTomasis, dated June 5th, 2012, regarding tender results and recommendation for replacement of the HVAC system be received, and further, Council award the tender for the replacement of HVAC system for the Town Hall. Public Works as approved in the 2012 capital budget, the lowest bidder being Fair Hall Mechanical Contractors Limited.
They're supportive for that motion. Councilor Bouget supports that motion. Further discussion? Councilor Pilon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess I would like to see us, and I always like to see local contractors used, and I'm not quite sure. I don't believe Fair Hall is in Amherstburg anymore. Correct me if I'm wrong. We do have one Amherstburg resident there, that is Morrell Heating and Cooling, and I know it's a little more, but it's not a significant amount of money. And myself, I'd like to see us use a local guy. And the reason I'm saying that is just so much easier to get for warranty, for maintenance, and just everything. It's just that we got a local guy to do it, and I would much rather see us go that route. So I will be voting against it.
Further discussion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to reiterate what Councilor Pilon has said, because if you look further on, we did budget $72,000, so even though the Morrell company is $3,000 more than Fair Hall, I'm going to have to side with Councilor Sutton on that as well.
Any further discussion relative to this? Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've heard about tenders and everything else. They were fair tenders, and I think the lowest bid has to be. I like to see hometown people get it, but the bid is, it is what it is.
And I think when you put a tender out there, it identifies that particular aspect, so you must be very careful before you deviate in that fashion. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Item 11.2, support for newly formed Amherstburg Skate Park Association.
With regards to the recommendation and report, Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move receipt of that report and concurrence with the recommendations as listed.
They're supportive for that. Councilor Pouget supports that. Further discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
Item 11.3, committee vacancy, Amherstburg Parks Advisory Committee.
Again, what's your pleasure relative to the request and report, Councilor Puget?
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. That the report by Annette Sayaplook, dated June 8th, 2012, regarding committee vacancy be received, and that we can concur with her recommendation to fill a spot by advertising.
You're supportive for that? Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports the motion. Discussions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Brings us to reports under police. 12.1, Safer Communities, 1,000 Officers Partnership Program.
Councilor Sutton.
Thank you. Move that report be received, and further that bylaw 2012-58 being a bylaw authorizing the execution of an agreement between the Town of Amherstburg and Ministry of Community Safety and Correctional Services and Amherstburg Police Services Corps with respect to the Safer Communities 1,000 Officers Partnership Program be read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign saying thereto.
There is support for that motion. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Further discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Reports Information Technology, 14.1, Rural Connections Broadband Service Development Agreement Amendments.
Councilor Davies? On the motion, or on the report, Councilor Pino.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'll move the report as presented by Dave Carpenter be received, and Council accept administration's recommendation to approve the amended contract with Explornet Broadband Inc. and further that bylaw 2012-53 being a bylaw authorizing the execution of the contracted service agreement between the Town of Amherstburg and Explornet Broadband Inc. Being taken as I've been read three times and finally passed to the mayor and clerk be authorized sign saying thereto.
There's support for that motion. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Discussions? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I brought this up the last time, and I thought that they should, when they include the bylaw, that it should state that it's the execution of agreement and between the Town of Amherstburg and Explornet, and it is stated for Bablo Island. And it doesn't state that in there.
I don't know what you're saying. You said what?
That Bablo Island should be mentioned in there, that's where this agreement is going.
The agreement isn't with Bablo Island.
No, but it's going to Bablo Island. That's the area that it's going to. And I believe that should be included in the wording of the bylaw.
Well, you can request to have that amended as such, but if it doesn't pass, it doesn't pass. I mean, we have, and I think, let's be real here. There are those who may have a problem with Bablo receiving this from the province. But that being said, we have this throughout our entire community, and we got two gaps that we are going to try and fill. But having said that, you don't direct it to one spot or another. The agreement itself is we know where it's going, and the agreement is between the province, the municipality themselves and the provider that's going to do the service. You want to add to that? Go ahead.
And I understand that completely. It's just that I think that we should stipulate exactly where this project is going.
Okay. I mean, you can ask for an amendment to that. It's really not necessary, but I can ask Dave. Dave, you want to respond, please?
Yes. The agreement does state in the technical drawings and plans do state the exact locations geographically. So there is reference within the technical plan specifically that refer to Bablo Island. So it is mentioned several times throughout the technical plan.
But not in what we were provided, correct?
Okay.
It's not part of the package, but it does form part of the agreement. It's a confidential document that is kept by both parties.
Okay.
Councilor Puget, if I can just
read.
Are you asking that the recital in the beginning of the bylaw say bylaw authorizing the execution of a contracted service agreement between the Corporation of the Town of Amherstburg and Explornet Broadband Inc. for the Rural Connections Broadband Project located on Boblo Island? Would you like? Okay,
correct.
So you would, the mover and seconder would need to agree that the final recommendation would be as amended.
But I think they've got to understand how it's going to be placed in there. So it'll appear just at the end of it, the location, okay? Is that okay with the move? Councilor Pilon?
So you want to add that on? Like, it isn't necessary because it's not an agreement with Boblo.
No.
It's strictly with the town and this company. That's the only thing. But our clerks... if we can put it in, it's fine. I don't care.
Well, it's not going to change.
No, I'll make the amendment.
Is that okay with the mover and supporter?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of the amended?
Yes. Fine.
Carry.
Item 14.2, transfer from reserve records retention.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've moved the report by Dave Carpenter dated June 18th, 2012 regarding transfer from records retention reserve be received and further that administration be authorized to transfer $5,531.35 from the records retention reserve account to pay for the cost associated with the laser fiche records management module upgrade.
There's support. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Discussions? If not, all in favor? Motion again is carried unanimously.
That brings us to reports under Development Services 15-1, application for variance to sign bylaw, Wesley United Church, 365 Sandwich Street South.
Councilor Pinoff.
Thank you. I'll move the agreement, the report by Stephen Brown, move it to be received and further that the encroachment agreements be entered into between Wesley United Church in the town to allow the proposed sign in the existing signs to be partially permitted to be located on town property.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Davies supports that motion. Discussion at this time, if any. Not all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
15.2, proposed nuisance smoke bylaw as it relates to solid fuel burning appliances, wood stoves, and fireplaces.
Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that report be received and further that Measure 3 be forwarded to the town solicitor for comment on the enforceability of the bylaw prior to proceeding to any public meetings. If I get a supporter for that, I'd like to speak to it.
There is supporter for that. Councilor Davies, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think it's a very good report and a very interesting bylaw, but I also think that it behooves council to get information from our solicitor regarding its enforceability before we go to public meetings and engage residents who may feel quite differently. I expect we'll have some very good discussion on both sides of the issue, and I just think it is the smart move for us to hear from our solicitor on Measure 3 prior to proceeding to public meetings. I just think that makes the most sense at this stage. And then once we're confident in our ability to enforce it, then we can move forward at that time.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I was going to ask for just a slight amendment to that Measure 3. As far as I don't have a problem with it going to our solicitor. It's wise that we do have them review it. I just wanted to add that we, along with what's already been put here, as far as comment on enforceability, we should have them look at any other issues found that would affect successful prosecution. Prosecution and enforcement go side by side. If the officer that's going to do the investigation doesn't do a good job, the prosecutor is not going to have a good case. So I think if that's put in there, I think it just helps a little bit more.
I don't think there's no problem, but I'm sure that the solicitor will be speaking to that in itself. We have many, many bylaws in place, and it's no different than a speeding ticket. If they put something down there that's wrong, then of course they have difficulty in carrying it out. But I think the motion that we have before us is very, very important, and if it's okay with the mover to include that aspect of it, I see no problem.
I was just going to say, I think we can amend it to read the enforceability and any potential issues with prosecution as it affects the bylaw.
Okay, with the supporter? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously. Thank you.
It's my understanding that there's a desire to bring item 15.4 before 15.3, so we'll go with 15.4, amending development agreement 681 Front Road South.
On 15.4, Councilor Sutton.
Thank you. Move receipt of the report. The council approved the site plan and amending development agreement for a parking lot expansion. Excuse me, and further that bylaw 2012-50 be read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same.
There's support for that. Councilor Pilon supports that motion. Further discussion, Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. This is the same parking lot that went in without the proper permits on May 1st and May 2nd.
Laura, you want to speak to this?
Parking lot has not been constructed. There was a start on the property of stripping property, however, that ceased, and the appropriate process has brought us to this point of an amending development agreement, as well as the next report will be the removal of the holding zone, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Councilor Puget. Yes.
But Lori, the actual layout was all done. It was all dug out. It was scraped, and they filled it in with stone, correct?
Excuse me. Steve, would you respond to this, please?
The property was excavated. There was a layer of stone put down. It was rolled, and then the contractor stopped.
Okay. Yes.
Further to that, the contractor stopped after receiving word from the town of Amherstburg that they were in non-compliance of getting a development agreement.
The owner of the property was advised that they needed the development agreement before they could proceed any further.
Is there anything else, Councilor Puget?
No, that's all. Thank you.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously.
Item 15.3, removal of holding zone, 681 Front Road South.
It's council's pleasure relative to the report and recommendation. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the report by Lori dated June the 14th regarding the removal of a holding zone from concession 1, Part Lot 5, RP 12R-13364, Part 1 be received, and council approve the application from Malden Properties, Inc. for the removal of the holding zone for the property at Concession 1, Part Lot 5, RP 12R-13364, Part 1, and further to Bylaw 2012-51, being a bylaw to amend zoning bylaw 1999-52, as amended, be taken as read three times and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign the same.
You're a supporter for that? Councilor Davies supports that motion. Discussion? Not all in favor? Motion is carried unanimously.
Reports under engineering and infrastructure 16.1-4, municipal drain request for new access culvert from Chris and Elaine Menina.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the council receive the report from Luz Erlinger regarding a request for new access culvert over the Dufour municipal drain. And council accept the request from Chris and Elaine Menina for new access culvert over the Dufour municipal drain as per section 78 of the Drainage Act. That council appoint a drainage engineer pursuant to the provisions of the Drainage Act for the repair and improvement of the Dufour municipal drain, and further that Tim Oliver, engineer from the firm of Dillon Consulting, be appointed for the purpose of preparing an engineer's report, including plans and profile for the Dufour municipal drain.
Mayor supported for that motion. Councilor Puget supports that motion. Discussions? All in favor? Motion is carried unanimously.
Item 16.2, 8th Concession Road Municipal Drain South, request for replacement of an existing culvert from Alan Quesnell.
Councilor Peel.
Thank you. I move council receive the report from Lou Zerlinga and that council accepts the request from Alan Quisnell for the replacement of an existing culvert over the 8th Concession Road Municipal Drain South as per section 78 of the Drainage Act. And further, that council appoint Rod Engineering, Inc. for the purpose of preparing an engineering report, including plans and profiles for the 8th Concession Road Municipal Drain South.
Supported by Councilor Davies. Discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed is carried. 16-3.
Anderson Municipal Drain request for replacement of an existing culvert from Doug Laramie.
It's your pleasure with the report and the recommendation, Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We've received the report. The council accept the request from Doug Laramie for the replacement of an existing culvert over the Anderson Municipal Drain as per section 78 of the Drainage Act. And further, that Crozier Barrett Engineers be appointed for the purpose of preparing an engineer's report, including plans and profile for the Anderson Municipal Drain.
Support by Councilor Davies. Further discussions? If not, all in favor? Motion is carried.
16.4, Pigeon Municipal Drain Notice from Mary Coyle and Helen Morency, request for drain maintenance.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the council receive the report from Lou Zerlinga concerning the Pigeon Municipal Drain and the notice from Mary Coyle and Helen Morency regarding the drain being out of repair. Further, council approve the request for drain repairs from Mary Coyle and Helen Morency, and that maintenance work be undertaken to the drain consisting of bottom cleaning and brushing pursuant to dimensions and elevations provided in the current 1982 drainage report.
There's support for that motion. Councilor Cougier supports that motion. Discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously.
16.5, Collision Municipal Drain Notice from Ronald and Sandra Marite, request for drain maintenance.
Councilor Pilon.
Thank you. I'll move the motion. Council received the report from Lou Zerlinga, and further, that council approved the request for the drain repairs from Ronald and Sandra Marite, and that maintenance work be undertaken to the Collison Municipal Drain, consisting of bottom cleaning and brushing, pursuit of the dimensions and elevations provided in the current 1981 drainage report prepared by Nick Peralta.
There's support for that motion. Councilor Cougier supports that motion. Discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
Petition for drainage works notice from Stephen and Shirley Patrick and George Yolanda
Deno.
I'm sorry, I thought it was a request for improvement for lot 26, concession 3.
Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move receipt of that report and that council direct administration to notify the following of council's decision to proceed with the project pursuant to section 5 of the Drainage Act, the petitioners, IRCA, and the Ministry of Natural Resources. That council direct administration to notify the Ministry of Natural Resources and IRCA to provide 30 days notices to request an environmental appraisal under section 6 of the Drainage Act. And further, that council direct administration to hire Root Engineering to prepare a cost benefit statement for the Big Creek Drainage Works pursuant to section 7 of the Drainage Act, and that the cost benefit statement be provided and reviewed with the petitioners prior to appointing the engineer for this project.
Support for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Discussions? Not all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously.
Malosh Side Road Water Main Installation from the Arena Entrance Road to Low Side Road, tender results and recommendations.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the report by Lou Zerlinga dated June the 12th regarding the Malosh Side Road Water Main Installation from the Arena Entrance Road to Low Side Road, tender results and recommendations be received. And further, the council accept the consulting engineer's recommendation to award the contract to the lowest bidder, being Demore Construction 2000 Limited, for the amount of $258,714 plus HST for the Malosh Side Road Water Main Installation Project from the Arena Entrance Road to Low Side Road.
They're supportive for that motion. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Discussions? If not, all in favor? Motion carries. carried unanimously.
Item 16.8, 6th Concession North Road resurfacing from County Road 8 to County Road 10. Tender results and recommendations.
Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. That the report by Luzar Benga, dated May 30th, be received, and further that council accept the consulting engineer's recommendation to award the contract to lowest bidder, BN Coco Paving, for the amount of $989,342 plus HST for the 6th Concession North Road resurfacing from County Road 8 to County Road 10, pending the pre-approval of funds in the 2013 capital budget.
Can I get a supporter for that motion? Councilor Sutton supports that motion. Discussions, if any, at this time? If not, all in favor?
Mr. I have one question.
Go ahead.
Thank you. The tender came in considerably higher than what we had budgeted for, and the options it's got here, there's two of them. Do we, I guess the question would be to Lou, are we approving both these two options to make this happen? Is that what that reads?
Mr. Mayor, that's correct, and that would be found on the last page of the report,
yeah,
wherein the two options are to reduce the asphalt thickness by 10 millimeter, which is about a half an inch, and then utilize the gas tax reserves for the balance of the payment. Yeah,
okay. Discussion. Councilor Pilon, Davies, and Sutton.
Thank you, Wayne. I'm just wondering what type of how's this going to affect the durability of this road to reduce the asphalt thickness?
By 1 inch.
Mr. Mayor, the 10 millimeters is 1/2 inch, and I've reviewed this with the engineer, our consulting engineer, and they indicate that that would not pose an adverse condition. I've also reviewed that with another independent engineer for a second opinion, and I received the same advice that it would not adversely affect the structure of the road.
Well, if that's the case, then why wouldn't we do that to all roads?
Normally, Mr. Mayor, in the old days, the 3.5 inches used to be the norm, 2 inches of base and 1.5 inches of topping. Over the last recent years, we've been putting in 2 inches and 2 inches.
So that's something like what a 2x4 used to be and what it is today?
it used to be a very good 2x4.
Councilor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That was one of my questions in relationship to the lifespan of the road. If we reduce it by the half inch or the millimeters that that's recommended, would that reduce the life of the road to have to be redone earlier? And also weight restriction? Will it have an effect on weight restriction?
No, Mr. Mayor. Let me explain a little bit further too. The process that we're going to follow on the sixth concession is identical to the third concession. And prior to issuing the tenders, we had performed boreholes from the road to see how thick the asphalt was and how deep the granular material was. What we found on the third and likewise on the sixth is that the granular material was in some cases 10, 9 inches. Normally it should be 12 inches. So we had a decision to make. Do we either utilize that granular material or do we excavate it out and probably triple the cost of the project by having full excavation, replace the granular, and then put the asphalt in. The methodology that we decided to do was to reuse the granular material, reuse the asphalt by pulverizing it, incorporating that material into the granular, theoretically giving us 14 inches of granular, and then we put another 3.5 inches over top of that. The road surface and the road base is now a very, very good road base. The only adverse effect that we had there is that we did raise the road by 4 inches, and we had to accommodate and restore the driveways along the path of the road, and that's what we're doing on the third concession, and we will be doing that on the sixth concession as well.
Follow up?
Thank you for that explanation, Lou, and that sounds like it'll make a great little dike if it's ever needed, but will it cause effect of any of the drainage into the properties of the homes?
Mr. Mayor, it hasn't. I've attended the site to look at everyone, and it appears that there's no drainage issues with raising up the road.
Thank you. Councilor Sutton.
Questions have been asked and answered, Mr. Mayor. Just wanted to make sure we weren't being penny wise and pound foolish, but sounds like our Director of Infrastructure and Engineering has assured us we won't be.
I think what we're going to find as the years go on, because of the the work that will be taking place and the busyness of the contractors, you'll find that the biddings are going to be higher in both cases than what the engineer had anticipated. Anyone else? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
16.9, North Side Road Water Main Installation from Concession 4 to Concession 5, tender results and recommendations.
With regards to the water installation, North Side Road, Councilor Pilon.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move the report from Lou Zarlinga and further that Council accept the consulting engineer's recommendation to award the contract to the lowest bidder. B and Jeff Shepley Excavating for the amount of $207,000 plus HSC for the North Side Road Water Main Installation Project from the 4th to the 5th concession.
There is support for that motion. Councillor Sutton supports that motion. Further discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again carried.
Reports for Treasury, 18.1, tax write-offs and assessment changes.
What's your name? Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move receipt of the report that Council approve the write-offs and changes in assessment as presented, and further that bylaw 2012-48 be read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same and fix the corporate seal thereto.
Supported for that motion, if any. Deputy Mayor Sutherland, discussion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Amen.
18.2, 2011 federal gas tax results.
Councilor Pouget.
That the report by Ivano Franconosi, Supervisor of Budget Services, dated June 13, 2012, regarding the 2011 federal gas tax results be received, and further that Council approve the gas tax grant allocation changes described in this report.
We are supportive for that motion. Councilor Sutton, discussion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item 18.3, Infrastructure Ontario application for a debenture related to South Side Road Water Main Local Improvement.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you. I move the report by Ivano Fregonese, dated June 15th, regarding Infrastructure Ontario application for a debenture related to the South Side Road Water Main Local Improvement be received, and further to bylaw 2012-54, being a bylaw authorizing the application to Infrastructure Ontario to borrow money by way of a debenture to meet expenditures made in connection with South Side Road Water Main Project be read a first, second, and third time, and finally be passed by the mayor and clerk and authorized to sign the same there too.
Supported by Councilor Davies. Further discussions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
Item 18.4, Infrastructure Ontario application for a debenture related to drain local improvements.
Councilor DePasquale.
Move that the report by Ivan Fregonosi, dated June 15, 2012, regarding Infrastructure Ontario application for debenture related to drain local improvements be received, and further that bylaw number 2012-55, being a bylaw to authorize the application to Infrastructure Ontario to borrow money by way of debenture to meet expenditures made in connection with drain improvement project be read at first, second, and third time, and be finally passed, and the mayor and the clerk be authorized to sign, same, and affix the corporate seal.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
Item 18.5, Infrastructure Ontario application for a debenture related to Simcoe Sanitary Sewer Local Improvement.
Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that the report by Ivano Fregonese. Is that better? Dated June 15th. I see him cringe every time we butcher his name. I thought it had to be said close to perfect at least once tonight, Ivano. But that report be received, and further that bylaw 2012-56 be read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and the clerk be authorized to sign same and affix the corporate seal thereto.
They're supported for that motion. Yep, Counselor Pouche supports that motion. Discussions? All in favor? Opposed? It's carried.
Item 18.6, Infrastructure Ontario, application for debenture related to 9th concession water main local improvement.
Again, what's your pleasure, Councilor Pouche?
I thought the report from Ivano regarding Infrastructure Ontario application for debenture related to 9th concession water main local improvement be received, and further that bylaw 2012-57 be in a bylaw authorizing the application to Infrastructure Ontario to borrow money by way of a debenture to meet expenditures made in connection with 9th concession project be read a first, second, and third time and be finally passed, and the mayor and the clerk be authorized to sign it safe and affix the corporate seal thereto.
Supported by Councilor Davies. Discussion? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
That brings us to item 21, consent reports.
We have two consent reports. Councilor Sutton.
Move consent reports as listed in items 1 and 2 be received.
Been moved. Is there a support? Deputy Mayor Sutherland, any discussions? Councilor Pouche.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Lou. It seems like the roadside collection and the yard waste, they both seem to be really being utilized with the tonnage. It's like very close. Mm-hmm. And with the cost, it's also very close, $125 for the roadside collection and $128 for the yard waste department. So it just seems like, you know, it's good to see that our people are using both and that it seems to be a very worthwhile project that you're doing there.
Go ahead.
Mr. Mayor, I must point out too that earlier in the spring, the depot actually had more quantity than the yard side, the roadside, simply because there was more bulk and a lot of trees, that kind of heavy yard work. And we anticipate that that's going to happen again later in the fall.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be ready for it.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Councilor Davies.
Yes, I'm really appreciative that you've kept score here. I really appreciated the number of cars and things. It looked like it was pretty busy on May 14th, but and I see it's dropped a little bit on the 21st of May, but I would like to be able to watch it a little bit longer to see whether that tapers off or whether or not it continues to be a need in the community. But thank you for doing that.
Okay. On the report. Councilor Pino.
Just on the report, maybe I'm not reading this right. Councilor Bougie mentioned the $125 for roadside collection and yard waste for $128. Well, that's the price per tonne to get rid of it. It's actually showing that roadside collection is cheaper for us than the yard waste. That's what that's showing. I wasn't sure, unless I misunderstood you, okay?
Yeah, that's the disposal of such.
Yeah.
With respect to the tipping fees. Okay, but I think the thing about it is anytime you're doing something new, we humans are creatures of habit, and so this is going to allow us, as Councilor Davies said, if we will monitor it a little longer, we can maybe get a good reflection of exactly how well it's been received. And I think when you touched on it, this fall we'll see a more abundance of yard waste because of the various reasons of the leaves and branches and what have you, then we'll get a better picture of it. Yes.
And Mr. Mayor, these reports will be coming to council every month.
Sure.
Good.
Okay. Councilor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just through you, we had a truck just to go to the yard, and we're not using it anymore. We're actually hauling ours to the front of the yard, but is there any way, Lou, down the road that we could ourselves mulch some of those products so that we ourselves could use them for our own community use? Instead of having a tipping fee that we have to pay for?
And Mr. Mayor, I am looking into the issues, the restrictions, and the possibilities of doing a mulch program through the municipality.
And we're hopeful that later on this year or early next year, we'll have a response back relative to that. On the consent reports, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously.
Consent correspondence, there's 9 items before council.
It's your pleasure, Councilor Davis.
I'd like to pull out number 7, please, if we could.
Are there any others you want to pull out? Can I get a motion to receive 1-9, exclusive of 7? Councilor Sutton?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a supporter? Councilor Touche? All in favor? Opposed, it's carried.
Here.
Consent correspondence number 7, Councilor Davis.
Thank you very much, and I just wanted to comment on a response to Jeff Watson, MP for Essex letter, and Councillor Pilon put forward, I'm just doing that because everybody's given Ivana a hard time, so I thought I'd I just want to say that I read our Member of Parliament's letter very carefully, and I was disappointed that the response out of the council on May 28th, as partners in this journey. The Amherstburg Council resolution was a fair and equitable resolution that reflected and represented the interests, lives, and livelihoods of residents of Amherstburg. This resolution aimed to protect and promote local procurement of goods and services and protection of universal health care locally for the present and future, including access to home care and pharmacare that is potentially a risk with the CETA agreement, and it is being negotiated. Municipalities already work under numerous restrictions under provincial and federal imposed initiatives, downloads and other limits that restrict municipal councils on how to meet constituents' needs. And I do hope that our federal government and federal member of parliament understand and respect that we as municipal councillors on the ground understand and feel the ramifications of the local restrictions and provide this input and resolution in the spirit of advice and guidance during the CETA negotiations. And certainly I would invite our very astute member of parliament to come and address us on CETA, but I don't think everything should be kept as he suggested in camera, that some of these things we need to be aware of. Many municipalities across Canada are very concerned about how it'll be affected, and I hope he would be happy to come and explain his position.
On the report, Councilor Puget.
I concur with what Councilor Davies is stating, and I would also hope that he would be willing to come before us as in the public session.
On the report are the concerns. Any further? Are you making a motion to receive?
Support.
There's support. Councillor Sutton supports that. All in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously. Next item.
Consent other minutes.
You have 3 of them there, Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that the minutes as listed in items 1-3 be received.
Been moved. There is support. Councillor Pilon. Discussions? Not all in favor. Opposed, motion is carried to receive those 3 sets of minutes unanimously.
Unfinished business items.
Councillor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question. I haven't heard much about Jessica's Circle lately, and I'm just wondering what the progress is on the construction of that circle at the UCCUC.
Did I
hear that correctly?
Yeah, the circle itself, I think what you will do is, it's unfortunate. Dean, do you have anything you want to state relative to that? Tony will be here at our next meeting, and he certainly will be in a position to respond to that, and I would ask your indulgence relative to that, okay? If there's no other discussions under unfinished business, that brings us Councilor Pino.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was just wondering if Lou could give a quick report on our tar and chip program. I know we dealt with it at budget, but I'm just not sure where we're at or what roads we were doing.
Mr. Mayor, our road superintendent, Todd Hewitt, is preparing that document as we speak, and I'm hoping to have a report for next council, at least to identify the roads that we're looking at.
Okay. No more unfinished business? New business?
Council met today in camera to discuss matters regarding Amherstburg Wastewater Treatment Plant under Section 239.2F, advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege. There's nothing to further to report at this time.
That's for council's information and anyone else in attendance. Next item.
Notices of motion.
Are there any? That brings us to bylaws. Confirmatory one.
Bylaw 2012-60, bylaw to confirm the proceedings of June 25th.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Bylaw 12, recommend the receipt of the bylaw 2012-60 being a bylaw to confirm all resolutions of municipal council meeting held on this date, June 25th, 2012, be taken as having read three times and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign the same there too.
Supported by Councilor Sutton. Further discussions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Next item.
Motion to adjourn.
Moved by Councilor Sutton, supported by Councilor Pino. All in favor? Motion is carried. Thank you. Have a safe trip.